And welcome to Children Rooted in Christ, a podcast for mothers dedicated to teaching our children more about their Savior. By listening to interviews with inspiring women, we will learn how to nurture a deep and rooted love of Christ in not only our hearts, but also the hearts of our children. I'm Alexis Twitchell, and thank you for joining me on this journey toward Christ. With Reagan Powell today. Reagan, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I live in Nampa, Idaho with my husband and two beautiful daughters, Margo and Roxy. Margo just turned 3 and Roxy is 10 months. We have been married for almost 8 years now and we met up at BYU Idaho. I am a CPA and work part-time. Both my husband and I are blessed to work from home and get to be a large part of our girls' lives.
Oh, that's so fun. So what do you do for fun, Reagan?
I like to lift weights and play with my girls. I don't have a ton of time right now to delve into hobbies, but I enjoy playing the piano, reading when I get spare time, and in the summer, I just like being outside.
I wanted to ask you, who is Christ to you and how do you know that? How have you come to know that?
So that is hard to put into words, who Christ is to me, because there is so much that I could say. And my relationship with him has evolved and continues to throughout my life. Right now, I feel like Christ is my hope. I think it's extremely pertinent in the current condition of the world to have a source of hope. And when I get overwhelmed with everything going on, I just have to look to him and remember that he is going to come again one day and make everything right and good again. And I haven't had one major experience in my life, like a first vision type of experience that has taught me that. But I've had many, many little experiences that I can't deny that he lives.
Oh, I love that. I love how you talked about him being an ever-evolving, because right as we learn and progress, we learn more about him. We build that relationship with him. So,
yes, definitely.
How do you specifically hear him speak to you?
So this is also a little bit difficult to answer just because I'm going through a period in my life right now that I feel like I struggle a little bit more to hear him. It's just a loud period in my life, and this hasn't been the case at all times. There have been times that I feel very directed and close to the Spirit. But even though I'm going through a period of time where I don't feel like I'm getting specific answers, I at least know that I'm being heard. And I think that I have to be okay with that right now. And I know areas where I need to improve in my life, and that is just my mountain to climb. And one thing I do really try to do is recognize the moments where I feel like I was prompted by the Spirit and didn't know it at the time. There will be days that I look back and realize I had made decisions in a certain way that drastically affected things that happened. And I'll just realize that I did not make those decisions on my own. And that gives me hope that I'm still living close to the Spirit, even though I'm not getting those specific answers to my prayers right now.
Yes, we do. As mothers, we do live in a really loud period of time. And so especially when it's kind of hard for me as well, when we hear Christ in the silence or in the quiet moments to really create those moments, because we don't always get them.
Yeah, definitely.
Love that. How have you, you've got two little girls, so cute, by the way.
Thank you.
Teach them about Christ. They're in a younger age. How do you really teach them?
Yes, it's hard to teach, especially a just barely 3-year-old with her limited vocabulary. But we do make an effort. And in my ward right now, I'm currently the singing time leader. So gospel music plays a large role in how I teach my children. My daughter, Margot, she responds really well to music and has loved marching around our front room to songs like I Will Be Valiant, because it's got that great trumpet marching music. So it is difficult to teach the deep stuff to her, but I feel like I get a glimpse of success whenever she successfully identifies Jesus in a picture. She's always excited to see his face, so I know that she knows that he's important in her life. And my husband, Josh, took our Come Follow Me manual from last year and created a folder with the pictures that were in it, and she has loved just looking through that book as well. I think one of the biggest ways that I try to teach my girls about Christ is by example. A woman in my ward once shared in a lesson that she was teaching that she used to go to the temple really early in the morning before her daughter woke up to get ready for school so that she could get back in time to help her. But she realized that maybe it was better that her daughter actually saw her going to the temple. So she changed her routine and started going when her daughter was able to actually see her going. And I thought that was so profound, because sometimes we assume our kids know that we know the gospel is true, but they don't always know. And I want my girls to see me reading my scriptures, see me fulfilling my calling, and see me serving people around me and being kind. It has been actually really cool to hold sacrament meeting in church in our homes for a few months. I've really enjoyed putting together just these short lessons for Margot and have loved seeing her get excited about the gospel. Recently, I tried to review what I truly desire most, which makes for some good self-examination. One of the things is that I really, really want my girls to have a relationship with their Savior. I want it so badly that my heart aches sometimes for it. It's such a huge responsibility to me to be a mother. And sometimes I feel like I have so much to teach them and so little time to do it. But I think of all the wonderful people that I had in my life that helped me grow in my relationship with Christ. And I know that I'm going to fall short in some areas of teaching. And I just pray that my children will be blessed with great teachers and people that love them and help them like I had.
That's so good, because we can't do it all, right? And there are going to be, because we're mortal, and there are areas where we will fail, but Christ is going to make that up for us by putting other people in their lives that they need. How have you seen Christ in your two little girls?
So Margot, my three-year-old, is just friends with everyone she sees, and I hope that she never loses that attribute. She has the ability to make anyone feel loved and appreciated so quickly. She literally says hi to every single person in the store when we go. She also is able to forgive at the drop of the hat, which is so necessary for me, an imperfect mother. But it does remind me to apologize quicker and to also forgive others quicker, just like her. With Roxy, we had her, my 10-month-old, at the very end of last March, right at the beginning of all the shutdowns for COVID. I was so nervous for this new baby and the new transition, because the transition with my first was very difficult. She had soy and protein sensitivities, had colic, she had her nights and days mixed up. And I had suddenly gone from being a working semi-independent person to being 100% relied on by a little baby that I could never get to stop crying. And I hesitate to share all of my feelings surrounding that transition, because she is just pure joy to me now, and I wouldn't trade her for the world, but it was very difficult for me. So going into the second delivery, I was just scared that I was going to have postpartum depression again when I so badly just wanted a do-over. And I know that God heard those prayers and desires and sent me the most peaceful baby I have ever seen. She's just exactly what we needed, especially going into all of the shutdowns. And I see the grace and mercy of Christ in her. I have been able to experience complete satisfaction and contentment in being a mother to both of my girls and avoid the depression through the grace of Christ. And I remember that every single time I look at her cute face.
Yeah, we have that in common. Then I mean, I put two and two together, but that we both had to have these babies that were just peace in this time of our lives.
Yes. And I hear that over and over again, that mothers with babies during that time, they just were little angels. It's such a blessing.
Definitely divine timing there.
Yes, definitely.
So what advice would you give to any mothers who are also seeking to nurture a deeper love for Christ in their children?
Yeah, I would say to talk about Christ often. You don't have to wait for the special moments to teach about Christ and his gospel. My husband and I talk about the gospel at the dinner table, on walks, in the car, and just whenever we feel like it's the right moment. And as we do, I just hope that my girls are listening. And even if they don't understand everything we're saying, I just want them to know that we have testimonies of the gospel and that we, even as adults, have questions that we want to discuss. And that being said, when those special moments do come, take advantage of them. Help children recognize the Spirit. He is who testifies of Christ. So when we used to meet in person for singing time, I could definitely tell when the Spirit was present in the room when the children were singing. And I would, after they'd get done singing, stop and point it out for them so that they could recognize it and understand that what they were feeling was the Spirit. And it was witnessing to them of the truth of what we were singing.
Oh, that is so good. And what a great opportunity to take that and teach them, you know. I think that's so important. And as parents, not only a singing teacher, but as parents, we have to do that, take those moments where we are feeling it and we know they are feeling it and identify it.
Yes. Yeah. Because that's even a lesson that we are trying to learn as grownups.
Yes.
Yep. So it's an ever evolving lesson to learn.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say earlier. I loved what you said that you heard from a lady in your ward, that she changed that habit from doing it outside of the eyes of her daughter and doing it intentionally where she could see it. Because for me, I do that. I read my scriptures at night when everybody's asleep, you know, and making it a part of your day where they're seeing it is part of being intentional and helping them learn just through example, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was such a profound lesson for me to hear. But I was like, our children need to see us doing those things. We'll still be blessed for doing them, you know, at nighttime or when they can't see. But how great a greater blessing for them to witness us doing that.
Yeah, like a bonus blessing. Mm-hmm. So can I ask you, have you changed anything after hearing that story from her? Was there anything that you changed in your life, in your mothering?
Yeah, so I make sure I bring my girls along when I go to help somebody else instead of just leaving them with my husband. Just take the girls. I take them with me so that they can see. And my husband does the same thing. He makes sure that we're all going together to help someone move or take dinner to somebody, that they're included in that.
I love that. Just including them in those habits. And then they're going to have that naturally because you're including it. And I think a lot of people, or as parents, we kind of, oh, they're kids. Yep. Let's just leave them at home because it'll be a whole lot easier if we just do that. But that's yes, I've done it so many times, but that learning experiences happen.
Yeah.
They truly do. Oh, I love that. Just this past yesterday, actually, for my ministering sisters, we went and drew hearts on their sidewalks and
stuff.
You know, really yeah. But Easton do it with me and he had so much fun. And like looking back now, after mm-hmm. you say this, how much he probably learned.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's all the questions that I have for you. Are there any other things that you feel like you want to say?
So I had a friend who recently shared a sign that she saw, and it said something to the effect of, don't be too hard on yourself. What we are going through is hard. And I think that applies to motherhood. It's difficult, but it brings me and mothers so much joy. I am so, so thankful to my Father in heaven that he blessed me with these two beautiful girls and has trusted me enough to give me this opportunity to become closer to him and my Savior. It's just an amazing miracle and blessing that I have.
Really appreciate you taking the time to be on our podcast.
Thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity. It's been a great period of reflection for me.
Thank you for listening to Children Rooted in Christ. I hope that you felt uplifted and inspired by the messages shared. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would love for you to share it with others. Follow us on Instagram at Children Rooted in Christ. Subscribe or leave a review. Apply and follow what you have learned this week. Write down and act on the impressions you felt while listening. You are an amazing mother, and here's till next week.